be able to do, to get to the Mishnah in any event, I will finish you off with one Mishnah Minyan. Zed Ashir, last time we dealt with Machlis Ram and Ravid, we got to Tamei Karka. Machlis Rishashim here dealt with as well. Ran has an extensive discussion of it, Ashbar and others. As noted, Ravid asked the Kasher from Mishnah of Chaval to be Mishnah later on the Dalad of the Beis. And that could readily be answered. As he assumes that they're also assuming that to be the case, that Mei Chabalah should be also the same as Kakarkas. As the Bikaka probably would be Kitarka. That being the case, Mishnah says that in such cases, maybe the Mixis runs against the Rambam. So we saw that that could be answered readily. Mishnah speaks of quite a view that if you do maybe the Mixis, doesn't mean you need to have the Chiv maybe the Mixis, which falls upon the Chayvel, has then rolled over to the Nechvel. You need simply a situation, a scenario made of a mixas, and a selechiv made of a mixas. A scenario made of a mixas, quite a view also, not a view of things that basically we're dealing with the hipok shvur, it also agrees that it's takone, but takone is only in circumstances where there's also a glam and davar, and therefore, we need a scenario made of a mixas, selechiv made of a mixas. The meikarka, the scenario is there, so the fact that it would not be chayv shvur at the reis level is irrelevant. And that's taken as Mishnah from the Alba Beis. But I mentioned the Ktsai says from another Mishnah, from the Zormit Beis, which speaks of Chabolah at the reis level. We've got the Shvur Sepikodin, Chiv Shavashram, and there the Ravitz Teret, the first thus remember before does it apply. The Prime discusses this and he has two terutzim, one of which we dealt with and we'll amplify that a bit, and the other which we did not touch upon last week. Tosh Chaim suggests is that with big eyes cock or not, an issue is what is the chiyuv? Is the basic chiyuv to Misak and Nezek? Even if what you're asking for right now is money. The Beit Misakin the Nezek, and you get the money with which you'll then be able to be Misakin. But the basic Chiyu is money. When he wants to do the money, this is business. He can either fix the Nezek or do something else. But this question, what the basic Chiyu is the Nezek? And Chaim assumes and got to this. So this is between Chayvel and Mazik. Mazik, the basic Chiyuv is to Misak the Chayfetz. If you're dealing with the Nezik is to the property. You got the Chayvel, you got the Nezik, which is upon a person, damage to a person, then you can't repair organs that have been displaced, etc. So there, the chiyuv is basically for money as such. Shalim is shalim, it's the basic mechayiv. So Mele, the Mishnah, the Rav Zalman Beis, which we might ask against the Rambam, that deals with chayvel. Chayvel, the basic chiyuv is domim, so that's like a, not kikarka. But with regard to mazik, which the Rambam is talking about, that's the basic chiyuv is misakin. That's Kikarka. There's one difficulty with regard to this, before I get to another point. And the difficulty is one which runs through a number of halachas, a number of sugis and Bava Kama. The chua, this whole mahalach, what is the basic chiyuv to Masak the Nezek or to Yivdomim, should focus upon the Nizik. What happened to the Nizik was that he chopped off a leg, there were no replacement parts. So that's pure chiyuv tashlumin. If you burnt the table, you buy another table. But the Suyas and Bava Kamer, as in this particular case over here, focus seems to be not so much upon the Nizik, but on the Mazik. Chayvel is a person who Mazik someone else. Nechbo, Mazik is the Nezik is the property. So let's take another aspect of that. The Chayvel Chavisha Dvarim. Penani Nezek, but the Ribu Sherid Vashis and the Tsar. So that's only for Chayvel, not for Mazik. We could very well have understood that that has to do with the Nizik. An animal has no Vashis. Zuchi Sherid for an animal, which Sherid is already included in the Nezek, etc. About the person, there all these Nezokim are there, so that's where you have them. If that's the case, then we should be interested not who's being Nezek, but not who's being Mazik, who's being Nezek. What happens if an animal should be Chayvel a person? Which Halachi turns to Baba Kamer, itself an antithesis. An animal should blind a person. So what do we say then? That's the finest chayvel? No, that's the finest mazik. So we got the chamisha dvarim, so it looks at the suya of Lamed Gimel and Baba Kamer, and it takes the chuvah of Lamed Beis and Baba Kamer. There's some relation to the possibility that the shayr should also pay the dalat dvarim, but it's a special mute for it. But if the logic of it is because what's happened, that the person, that's when the Mazik is then easy. So the same problem takes place over here. That's number one. Number two, the question of how you understand Chiv Tashlumin. So I mentioned last time, Machne Ephraim raises this issue with the Halacha of Mazik in general. And was inclined to relate this to Sugya Bamitzir, which I want to look at in this context. Here it is. Here's the core strong case based on what it says Testament base. Of Hanish Kuloi, Ibidoes, Tabu Chavita the Chamber, the Chenvoe, Bium in the Shuk, Tabu Chavita the Chamber, the Chenvoe. They transport barrels from one place to the other, and they broke it. How much do they have to pay? So the church is false. Bium in the Shuker, the prices go up on the Yom HaShuk, the demand is greater, the supply is the same, prices go up. So then you can, to buy a barrel of wine, you have to pay five. Show you Yom HaShuk, the barrel. So how much they pay, five or four? It depends when they pay. So Rashi is gerus and learns as follows. Hadru lebiyim in the shuke, hadru chavita the chamre. Yisho yeyimim hadru lehei. It doesn't depend on when they broke it, but when they be paying. So if they pay at a regular, on a yim in the shuke, Bavli is worth 5. They paid 5. So they're paying 5. This is worth the time. If they pay, and they also give a barrel of wine. The barrel of wine is worth 5, shrekes is worth 5. If only they pay in a day which is on Yom HaShuk, the barrel of wine is worth 4. They owe 5. Let's assume that Nezik was cured on Yom HaShuk, and Nujuchi was for 5. They owe 5, they're only paying 4. So that's not good. So they have to pay 5. Or if you want to pay wine, that to give a barrel and a quarter. It's not mentioned in the Gemara of when the Nezik occurred. Presumably, the Nezik had to occur on the day which is given to Shukin of the Mishnah Chiyuvi 5. Rambam had different gifts in the Gemara. And for him, the crucial issue is not when they pay, the crucial issue is the value at the time that they're paying and with what they're paying. I'm just talking about Yom Cheskivis. Sabal shavach chavit sheyayin lechen v'ni mitchayev lishalem v'arei shava b'yom ha'shuk 4 b'shavim 3 v'azir b'yom ha'shuk ha'vi l'azir yom chavit sheyayin o yishomu l'arba. V'azir lo b'shar ha'yamim v'azir lo 3 v'menakin lo b'chol zman. בכל זמן הוא קרא שהיה תורך במקראתה, צטר. כל הרב יום סטרישטי, פרלי רספקטיב, when they broke it, they bought at the time that it cost 4. And they paid at the time when the wine is only worth 3. So the Rambam says, okay. If they pay at a time when it was a barrel of wine that they broke, and a barrel of wine that they're paying, giving money with which you can buy a barrel of wine. That, according to Rashi, is inadmissible. Rashi says it's very pashut. According to the Rambam, which you owe is a barrel of wine. So if you broke it, then you owe a barrel of wine. You have to either return a barrel of wine or return money with which a barrel of wine can be purchased. Either, in terms of monetary terms, it's less than the original nezek, that doesn't bother you. Because the debt, what you need to do is to massacre the loss of the wine. So at the time that you're paying, you give him the 3, you're giving him the monetary equivalent of a barrel of wine. Was it the base of Mechayev? Was Tashlumin? So the Chayev was generated by the time, in fact, he broke the barrel of wine. If he broke it at a time when it was worth 4, it was 4. You can't give him 3, even though the 3 will buy the same wine which before 4 would have bought. That's what the Chayev says. Chayev makes a great deal of sense. I find this to be an impossible reading. A very simple reason. Lamas Balsedo. He organized the halachas systematically. So he went through all of Hilchos Chevel HaMazik, all of Hilchos Neskimomen. This issue is on the table. Machlef Frey puts it at the very beginning of his Hilchos Neskimomen, or Hilchos Chevel HaMazik. And Lamas, somebody ignored it. He reminded himself of the middle of Hilchos Chiris. I forgot to do something back in the Siman Cheskev Lamazi. I forgot to deal with this halacha. It's inconceivable. This is the Ram's procedure, this way we were thought. I think the implication is very clear. It has to do with the Ramban that I discussed last week. happens that just as what happens in the normal case of Chayav Lamasik. Whether you pay Seneir that he gives away, you pay four, you pay three. But I'm talking about one particular case. And this is the case of a Sabal Stevedore with Sari Bechenveni to transport wine. He breaks a barrel or two. And this brings us back to the Ramba, to the Ramban, who got the prayer Bimlachtoi. Halachas and Mazid don't apply. Because you've authorized it. What does apply? Well, see, we could have said one or two things. Maybe say what applies is, one, we have to determine one thing, and this is, was it done responsibly or irresponsibly? Was it done professionally or not done professionally? Was the number doing still Peshair or not Peshair? And then we could say that the tool that you have for Mazik, which the Ramban talks about, is as long as you're acting professionally. But in the circumstance we even find professionally also chayev. So then we say, but you're chayev in your professional capacity, not chayev in your personal capacity. Or to say no, that once you are payul, an object is given to you, so unless you break it wantonly, you break it wantonly, take a stick and break the barrel, of course, you could have to pay mazik. But if you're icing bimlach, because you're not icing bimlach, you're not acting qua payul. But if you're acting qua payul, but you weren't sufficiently careful, then you still are not judged in terms of mazik. But the carelessness, the negligence, reflects on whether you're mechuyev b'teres poel, but b'teres mazik is such enough to be a part altogether, as long as it happens within the context of the mechuyev poel. The Meila, the Rambam could have presented this in Chayav Lamazik, because there does not agree with the Machne Ephraim. There he thinks, like Rashi, you pay, according to the amount that you, if the nezik, the time you, the mazik was worth, five, you pay five. And if you happen to give something which now could be purchased for five, well, at the time it's worth five and now it's only worth three, you still have to pay five. Where did the Rambam come up with this formulation? Only in this case of a poel, that's the case of the Gemara and Shkoloi, a sabot is a professional stevedore, then the Rambam says. So I think the problem which Machfayim raises is a problem, but I think if you want to draw up on this Rambam as a proof, I think the proof is not a proof at all. There are other issues which do come up in connection with this whole problem, and I just mentioned some of them, two kinds. One, if you said the Chayes Mahalach, the Mazik, what about other people of Chayim? What about Shomrim? How does Hashem pay? Not clear. Secondly, some of the halachas, which I won't go into detail, as to whether you're mechuyev to give money, whether you're mechuyev to pay shvei kesef. Can you pay shvei kesef? With what you pay, what kind of current coin, also has to do with these questions, and that needs to be dealt with as well. And then this is my way of coming to the Machne Ephraim in relation to the first halacha, the Chayim's first halacha. The second halacha of Chayim is not to distinguish between the cases, but distinguish between the areas. The Chiyuvim. The Chayim's Kashyus in the Mishneh, the Chayim's Dalad with Beis, the Chayim's Dalad with Tashlum in Moment. The Mishnah Lamed Vav Med Beis has to do not the Shvuah Momen as such, but with Chiyuv Shvuah Sebekod. Yes, the Mazik Chayv. Here, Reb Chaim says the Rav Kamina. His Malach is, I believe we've dealt with this already, that in ordinary Nezek, you have to rectify the original damage. Let's assume that. Shwasa Pekodin, he assumes the Mechayev is not the Mechayev of Mazik or anything of the like. Basically, he's one of Gazlan. Kosher Shwasa Pekodin is called Hashem Gzelis. The Ham is all Shwasa Pekodin in two places, one in Cheshvus, one in Gzel of Aveda. And perhaps it's Pasha. In fact, it's Mekar Kaka or not. If it's a question, the chiv is a chiv of Yiskim Momen, a chiv of Chayvel, and if we quote in the second Talmud, don't distinguish between Chayvel and Mazik. So there, the chiv is the chiv Dovi. I think I have the chiv to be Sakin, even Chayvel. But she wasn't because the chiv is Zazlan. Gzele. That's the Chaval to be of the Gemara, any of the Mishnah that flowed in the Vomit Beis. Gzela, what you're interested in is not what happened, how the story, the whole scenario started. What now is being weighed? For what am I asking? What you're asking for now, of course, is money. It was a question of Gzela. So, Shulchan Aruch Pekodin, the Chiyuv is for what you're asking now, the Meikalka, and Atkikalka. That the shulim chayvul mazik that make karka is karka. That's the Rambam's chiluk. This rests to some extent on the assumption that Shulchan Aruch Pekodin basically was the exhaler. Prime did assume this and assume this with an eye to the with some sense of Mishnah Yerach Ben Beis. Before from the time of Beis talks about whether. There was Shwasa Pekodin in Karka, Kakabur Mushtaris, and what ties it up with Chazavaz Chacham, with Karka Exels, Karka and Exels. I'm asked, what does that do, Karka Exels, Karka and Exels, whatever, but Exels, what about Shwasa Pekodin? So apparently, the Gemara assumes that Chazavaz Shwasa Pekodin is the Chayv of Gesel, and therefore, whether it applies to Karka or not, but Karka Exels, Karka and Exels. This assumption. However, Rashi and Tesis clearly did not assume what he assumes in that Gemara. If you look for a moment, well, from his animate Beis,
she goes that way, she says it has to return from the time of the Gzeila, from the collecting.
But in Shtar, there's no Shvuas HaPekodin. Shvudam Shtar Shibut Zakois, and we call it Shibut Fil Shibut Zakois. Kaloch of Karka is not only the Karka itself, also Shibut Karka, Chay, which you gave from Karka, also that. As Rashi explained, Shkav lehaish shtar moment shakar kois nim shuvadim loy v'kei fe boi ki kei fe mekar kois v'kei mekar modim shuvad lekar kois ki shtar benami ein lo dilchi v'shuva lo v'yole kom as Rav Mishnah in shuvad lekar kois shuva shtar yonin so therefore also there's no chi v'shuva for korban for Shavuos HaPekodin was a chiv korban. Rashi draws the Tuchad HaMachto in Tvera Kakois of Rav Mishnah Shavuos HaYonin and Shavuos HaPekodin. This is pretty much the same. Mikitzat Teimer, the Maitre Matnit in the Dochilei, Rabbi is a Mishnah there, Relash to Rabbi Zachom, which is on Doiche, why don't you relate to Matnit in the Shavuos HaYonin? If you feel Shavuot Kakois, can you can come? Soon you would have known that if you feel Shavuot Kakois, well, there is no call. Again, the same assumption that there's no call of feel Shavuot Kakois, no Shavuot Kakois. What kind of comparison is this? Shavuot Kakois is a question of Shavuot, which best is in Mechayev. She imposes. Shavuot Kakois doesn't require any position on the part of Besen. Kavas the nishva, person jumps the gun and it's nishbar his own, it's also chayushus bekod. So he's in Mavakama, Lefkuvar, Mafush, and elsewhere. So what does our Mishnah from base have to do with Shusha bekod? According to Reb Chaim, you know, it doesn't have to do with that. The link is directly between Gezel and Shuas HaPikod. It's not between Shuas HaYoni and Shuas HaPikod. Evidently, Rashi Tosfos assumed that while it's true that Kavod Nishba is also Chayav by Shuas HaPikod, it's only Shuas HaPikod for such moment as the Kurban Shuas HaYoni. Bezdin would have adjudicated Shuvi Shuvis Dayonim, so then there will be Shuvis Pekodin too. But it could be, let's say, a case of Kavis Vinishpa. This takes it out completely of Chaim's orbit, it has nothing to do with Gezel or not Gezel, and what the Chiyuv is. Mele, the distinction between Shuvis Pekodin as being Chaim of Gezel, and not of Chaim because of Shuvah. And Chayv Lomazik, called Rashi Tosfos, that there's an old war. That could very well be the situation we've got to choose, because in this case, it could be one of two. The question of the status of Shuas HaPikodin, as opposed to Shuas Hedis, was taken up by Mishnah earlier, from based on the Gimel Amud Aleph, in comparison with the Gemara from its enemy of Shuas. What is the following case? If a person is kafir, either Shuas Eidus, Shuas HaPikodin, he refuses to say this, we could benefit the Baal Dovel, or he is kafir with the Mammon, which is Chayiv. What happens if this gesture is Yutu, and the Baal Dovel has other means by which to collect the money anyways? So you've been kafir, the kafir is ineffective. So then, of course, the Gemara from Zayin and Medalev, kafir v'mishesh of Eidim, chayiv v'potter, if Shuas HaPikodin, or chayiv v'mishesh of shtar. The Gemara says that basically, shtar your potter, Eidim your chayiv, but the shtar will not die. It might die, so the kfir is always the kfir. If you got the shtar, the kfir is ineffective, so you always have to pull out the shtar and collect. And that's the Gemara here. But basically, we pass the Kerb Manchish of Eidim, is Chayev. Same question comes up with the Shuas Hedis. And there, the Gemara from Gimel Amud Aleph talks about a case which a person has two kid Eidim, and one of them refuses to be made. But he has the bullpen, another kikat who can be made. So one seems to assume that the Zochim Shuas Hedis, okay, Mishnir, Sagbim Chaybim, he always has to reserve, so if you won't win with the Eidim who refused to come, he'll win with the other Eidim, so he hasn't lost anything. So I'm Shere Meir, what is the Moe asking? If we pass the Gemara Shere Shal of Eidim, because Shuas HaPikod, this Chayer, this Potter, because anyways you're not damaging him, so we put here too. We pass in Chayev without Eidim. So as same man, Shuas HaPikodin is Chayev, Shuas HaPikodin is also with Chayev. What's the most kasha Chayev Mishniya? He's got these reserves. So now two, it's with the Shanim, some of whom indeed say that the sugars are on the same wavelength. Tesorash says that just the reverse with the Chayev. He says, Shuat Shuas HaPikodin, the basis of Mechayiv is the fact that you cause him to lose money. Shuas HaPikodin, the basis of Mechayiv is the false Shvur. Maybe Shuas HaPikodin, whether it'll cost the fellow or not, but the Shvur is the Shuas Sheker. See, Mechayiv, as long as the subject of the Shuas Sheker is Mammon. Shuas Hedis, the Chiyuv is incurring the loss. The loss he won't incur because he has to deserve Eidim who are going to be made on his behalf. Exactly the reverse of what the Chaim says. Now, I don't know, according to the Teisa Rosh, I said before, I don't know what the status of Gat Hashomer, taking the Ephraim's chilek and allowing for a distinction of different areas, what he would hold. All I'm saying is that the assumption is because of the Chayiv of Gezer, which the Chayiv works on in the second Teretz, according to Teisa Rosh, does not hold the water. And that leaves open the question, what happens in a case of Gezel Shurus Pekodin, when, even if that's not the basis of Mechayev, but it's certainly an answer to Mechayev, how do you pay? That I don't know. Right, this is my way of completing the relation to the Rambam about Mechayev Kekarka. Hashem deal with this issue in relation to our sugya, and also he wants to see the Mamba Mitzir of Fehmed Aleph, where it talks about Halach, Kaka was being Halach and being Pato. And there are also the questions, the Master Chabach, and Vivos Shikur Mari, so it's not Halach. Preparing the issue with May Kaka, the Kakois doesn't come up. So evidently there, that the May Kaka is not Kaka, and there they deal with it in this context. All right, that's one area.
The malach that Rabbi said about the difference of the, for the Rambam between Mazik and Bayopoel, in the Rambam, when he talks about Bosher Kamazik at the end, he brings an example, and it would seem that he's talking about the Schirut Poalim, when it says about V'chein Oru Rabotai Shemoser Karmo V'Shomer V'Chule V'Itnai Moshe Yaporo Yizmoro Yavek Mishalo V'Lo Asa Chayet Kami Sheifsid B'Yadayim V'chein Kol Kiyotu B'Zeh. So, is it equating the two?
The cases are different. In one case, it's a neglected duty altogether. So I love to behave with you, you don't feed the behemoth. So we would say, Pato? What's your chayet? There you have. Person got a soda, it's a Ligashi. Ligashi Tibi Shay is not Kamazi, but in this case, he says that you are. Her Rabbi Shabbat brings. Got a soda, and he said he would work on it, and didn't work on it. So that's absolutely a dime. And there, it's not within the bounds of your professional care. It's the absent professional care. So this is an ordinary Mazik. Where, what I'm talking about is a case where a person is working within his professional responsibility, but not doing it properly, doing it with some degree of negligence, that is still not within the ramifications of the normal mazmur of Poyo. Another issue which comes in relation to our sugya, although it's not so much discussed here, much l'shem, but some of you do discuss it, the question of the status of Avadi. Must speak here as in many other places of Vadim Ushuda Kakois. But she has before mentioned Dafka Vadim of Necheren as well, but it's mentioned in many contexts. Now this could be a bit misleading because there are other sugyas which the Gemara seems to distinguish. Or at least leave open the possibility of distinguishing. The sugya in Rabbi Kamed of Yud Beis, touched by that later, without Abdi Kim Kagidom and Akim Kagidom. Parallel sugya in Barbaskar of Kuf Chav Ches, Gev Min Avadim, Gev Min Avadim. Can you be Gev from Avadim, Kev Gev Kakoyes, can you be Gev from Avadim and not? Taste is perturbed by this. How could the Gemara have a problem with Avod Gevin, Avod Gevin, and not? Of course you're not. You could be Gevin, you're the Kakois. So Taste says that the Sugi in Baba Kamen of Yud Beis, and I think also the Gemara in Baba Kamen in Baba Asaf Kuf Chav Ches, he's always got the Drabonos. But with the Gat the Reises, Of course, one who should have got chorus. This paints them into a corner, of course, that they have to assume every subject comes on the Gemara, so you have to base the Baba Kamer, it's a Drabbanon. So when it talks about Kinyinagav, so it's a Tesla Kinyinagav is only Drabbanon. No man should have made the Gemara anywhere. What about being Gaver, Chayv? So this is driven to say Shibuddin Lav Daraisa. Shibuddin Daraisa could certainly be Gaver, it's Gaver Kakois. But every Tesis sees that sugya as fundamentally of a piece with all the other sugyas, shvur and anoy and careful, etc. With one exception, what's the rice, what's the rabbanon? We'll get back to that issue later on. More troubling in a sense, the sugya in Baba Kamer, judge with Sugi and Gitin. So a couple of times, Vomit Beis talks about Shinui in relation to our body. Because of Ema Viskina, Abadim Viskinu, Visham Kishas Akzele. As all Gzeles, just Metatulin, if you guys will pay Kishas Akzele. Rebbe Rebbe Bavoy Melech Shkal Fonecha. You have to pay it if this ability of Yeshua is not the Yevad, it's Rebbe Shkal Fonecha. Which the same happens with the Kakois, you don't regard them as having been nixel at all. It's been declining the value, so it's not my evid, it's your evid. It's other than nixel. Similar to the Gemara with regard to Kakois, they didn't result in. But instead of a camera, starts Kufta Zayin Mebeis, and the second part of it is Kufta Zayin Yudzayin Mebeis. Here's Sodom Chavero, Maturua Masikin, gangsters took it. Imakas Medini, Yemel Eshchel Fonecha. He's not at fault. He's the guy's the Chayim Rabbi listen to the Akra, he's at fault. We have him Shtofa Noho, Yemel Eshchel Fonecha. Why? Because if he has Menigzel, If I was Gezel Sada and I recognized it as a Gazlin, so now I have a Chiyuv to return the Sada to where Sada's granted where it was at the time of the Gzela. But if Kaka had an Gzelas, so it's as if it remained all the time of the Bailim, and then a flood came, what was in the hands of the Bailim? The Rosh Lefonecha, and you as the Gazlin have no Chiyuv. That's because what is the Chachamim with the Kagan Nixos, Kagan Nixos. If Avod Yemen in Nixolim, with Avod Mushra Kakois, presumably, with the Avod Yemen, which is selling, Rabbi Meir says, I'm a rich girl for Necho, and you have no liability to pay the Shasta Gzele. There was no Shasta Gzele. It looks like a Gzele. It sounds like a Gzele, but it's not a Gzele, Pindi. So we say the Chayim, we paskin. Yes, Rabbi Meir, we paskin the Mishnah. The Avodah Yemen in Nixolim. And then, the Stak and Losh says, then, if we paskin, אפול מן מיסול מן מיסול מיסול של פנחו ושפס רבי מאיר against the stamish of the Tanakam. However, it's a big plunder amongst the Shemis whether they do that or not. And from a current of the Rif, I believe Paskins, at Chomi Ges Rabbi Meir, and Barboy and Ramban have a discussion about this. So that could probably be a problem with regard to Shinui. So the problem, Sugi elsewhere, and this is a Gemara in Gittin from Tzayin with Beis on Chesmet Aleph, we got the Yush Kenim Avodim and Adkain. It was Fis Mfurish that an Eved was Yigzal with Yush, and then it was Yush. So he sneaked into the Gaslet. Again, the Avodim and Adkain full Hukshul Kakois. There's some question with Ram and Rebbe at this beginning of Praktes Chizil Vavede, the end of Praktes Chizil Vavede, being a Prakyud, question of Kirsay, so why he passed all over. Chaim says, in relation to this, he has this Chivos discussion about this, he says very simply, well, it's not that simple, but to them. He says, number one, this is Avodim and Gzeh Kakois. Kakois, he says, there's no echetim tzav gzele. Kak is wherever it is. You can force the bottom off of it, but you can't take possession of the field. You can't put the field in your pocket and gzele. So this is my gzele we got to the lav. That's the foolish and sifri, quoted on by Zakhik's neighbor. But now we've got to any kinyonim of any sort. Person of kinyonim, it's as if nothing has happened. And they got to kakois. Regard to Avodim, physically Avodim can be Nixel. He sees the Avodim, he moves to another location, he's been Nixel. So Mary says, this is the Yush and Shino. So Yush is fundamentally a Kenyan of Aveda. The more learns, the Yush is Kenyan Gzele, the question is whether you learn Gzele from Aveda. But if it works, it's on the Tekken of Aveda. Shinui is a Gzele Kinyan. That the Gazdanin it works. So Meri says as follows. With regard to Kakois, neither Kinyani Gzele nor Kinyani Aveda have any efficacy. Because nothing has happened. The carcass has remained static, stagnant all along. The Gat Avodim, since there is a Chetimtze, being physically in exile, so Kinyonic Zela don't apply. That is Avodim Mukshul Kakois, as Kinyonic Zela don't apply to Kakois, don't apply to Avodim. But the Chetimtze of Gzela, that is there, the Mele, that suffices that Kinyonic Aveda should prevail, and the Gazlin should be able to be created a machine. That solves the problem of the Gemara in Lamed Ches and Gittin. Still, he's open the question, which he deals independently, of Rabbeinu the Chachamim. Here, the Gemara deals with the question of Shinui. Shinui is very keen in Gzele, so that should depend upon that Machlekes. Anyway, the point being is Avodim Shel Kakois cannot be taken as a total equivalency, and there are areas which there is distinction. Tesis in Bamitzir, the Samchal from Dalef, tesis of something like Chaim's distinction in terms of the scenario. Not necessarily to do the Chino Yush, the scenario. Tesis is as follows. Alif. וקרקן גזלס אדם מן המיקרו, איזו דייף של זוזו מן קרימה. קרב דדנאי די, אף גדוק של הקרקויס, יעבר בלסיקסו. So it's just a question of the word of Nixolim, the Kaka and Nixolus, physically it can't be done. Pravodim, even the Hukshu the Kakois, you're able to love. This doesn't move a step beyond this and to ask whether there are not some kinds of Kinyonim, as we've got Kinyon Aveda that Reb Chaim speaks of. But the differentiation that you do have. I just got the status of Avodim as opposed to Kakois, where it applies, where it doesn't apply. We'll come by this later on in relation to the tastes about Avodim Kiptsuas time. Final comment, if we get back to Mishnah. This here from Basement Bays. It says, Mishnah Bays with Israf Potter. It's Karka. So else, Shuas of Chiyu Shomrim. Don't apply. The Goyim says, "Afanov yesh mechayvi." Here, Tais Maskei has two things, which might be possibly distinguished. House is not karka. House is mechubal. Kaka Mechuba passed out the same thing. One might assume that indeed whatever is Mechuba gets the status of Kaka, but the areas of Aloch, which is two cases too late, not the same areas. Mechuba is not Mechuba Tumah. Kaka is not Mechuba Tumah. Mechuba has to do that, not that which is organically part of the karka, it's tied to the karka, bound to the karka. House, both the Metzias and the Gemara talks about some of the Mishtach and the Bais, whether the Yassels are or not, karka is not there, so the Ravidi Zara, or whether it is Me'ile in the Bais. Emil of Kakois, but puts it in the category of Tolosh Yosef Chibur. It comes to many sugyas, whether that's Yosef Sager, whether it's got the Shechita, something which is Tolosh, and then you connect it. Whether it's Mechuba or not Mechuba. Kaka probably certainly is not. How's the part of the Kaka? It's Mechuba to the Kaka. If you take a sword and push it in the karka, it looks different. Tais says the Mizrach Memchers, that Toba Chatzos of Chibroi is where there's no natural organic link. If you take a tree and plant it, with its roots and everything implanted, everybody knows Chatzos of Chibroi, that's part of the karka. The classic Chatzos of Chibroi is where it does not bind organically, but is bound to it by some other, in a sense, artificial means. Rabbi Soloveitchik has a shtilta, which deals with another context, which he clearly differentiates between Mechuba and Karka, and other chayim have taken up the same view. it said Kabbalah Stubech, Shizroim, etc. They can depend upon Mechubal. Avodim Hukshil Kakois, Avodim Lam Mechubal. Avtei says that Shor Bais V'Nisraf, that Yepato, Bais is told to save Chibwe. Says Mechubal is not concrete. So one of two things, either Tosfos disregards the distinction and assumes that Mechubal and Karka are synonymous terms, or Tosfos assumes that they're indeed not synonymous, and there can be a chatimtza of Mechubal which is not Karka, which is not Mechubal, but he thinks with regard to Abayis, that that is indeed defined as Karka. Whatever these can be differentiated, and in various contexts are, anyone wants to see Rabbi Shilter, the Kovitz Chidushei Torah, or Chidush Agram Be'Agrid, which have been published the last few years, all of them the Shilter is included. But they basically say that Hertz Moshatzvil of Rachel many, many years ago, in another context, these are two different issues. Alright, now let's move further to the Mishnah. I know I'm skipping Kodesh Chayei Bei Chayusin. If we'll have time, we'll deal with it. I don't know if we have time today. Don't give it a moment. That's a big sugya in its own right. Here the Gemara passes over in silence. The sugya of Mitzia, the Gemara has the base of Machlekes. And then the sugya of Mavakamu, which Machlekes in Pesachim, and Sahedim, which comes up as well. But I'm omitting it. So from here, Machlekes Rabbein Chachomim, Yesh Kikaru and Kikaru. Right, as well said.
Start with the Mishnah or the Gemara?
Start with the Mishnah.
Bill Dvar Shanish Bar Nalei Chavad Vash Tavis Vach HaKol
So that we wouldn't go through her. Okay. The second part of the Mishnah. Yesh Dvar Shanish.
יש דברים שהם בקרקע ואין את הקרקע ואין חכם מאוד יש דברים שהם בקרקע ואין הקרקע ואין חכם ומי אומר יש דברים שהם בקרקע ואין הקרקע ואין חכם מאוד מאוד כיצד, עסק הפעם שאונוס מסע את זה לך ולא אומר, אין ענה לחמש ומי אומר חייב שבוע וחכם כל המחוב על הקרקע הרי הוא כקרקע
So whether Mechubal Karka is Zim Karka or not, in this context. Here, what is that? It comes up in relation to what? Which group of Halach is?
Here, I mean, Tosfos brings up in terms of Shabbos and then.
Yeah, but now Mishnah has come up.
Sure,
and presumably.
Also,
Zela, Inor, Kefil, Shomrim, the whole family, which we have here in the Mishnah Bar Mitzia, all of the same. Alright, so we have to Kutayis, whether this is Karka or not. See later on, the first question is which case they're talking about. We'll leave that aside before getting out the differences in the cases. Let's look at the questions of the areas. What if they say Lidin Shabbos? How about the Sittes?
Yeah. Kutsur is Damyan. No, the Lidin Shabbos is Kuli Alma, not Kutsur is Damyan. But Kumakubar was Damo. The Gomer Mikzira Salaman, which is Haisa Lacha, she owned in the Kotzer.
Yeah, so that the Shabbos test is no question. It's certainly someone because of Shabbos will be chayiv. Even though it's a mili botzer. Why? This doesn't explain why. It says that the book is for Mishkan, and Mishkan is after a mili botzer, instead of a chayiv. That's the book of the Ksira. How would you explain it?
When it comes to Psalm 1, everybody just owns the bottom, yeah.
So how would you explain why Shabbos is certainly chayiv, even if you hold that mechuba kikarka is not kikarka, and it's nibatzer as kipchuz damien, on Shabbos, even though it's nibatzer, still be chayiv.
Similarly, because even there's a different definition of mechuba based on if it's okedam or migidulo.
Yeah. So it's the two things. One, coming back to what we discussed earlier, Shabbos, whether it's kark or not kark, is not relevant. So it's mechuber. And mechuber it is. And more specifically, you indicate that the melach is ekel of yidula. This comes up in the Gemara Shabbos, the Kuzayin. Two contexts. Am Shuma, he should just be behave of dealer over should be there. Chayev. By time, I'm rather more. It's really, as really love of rechshesis. I'm not sure if it's a mevihigi. Chayev Shuma gedol migiduloi. So he takes Tetra of Abrahamer, he was took out the Uber, he severed it from its organic context, and he's Chayav. Similarly, says and brings in an analogy. If you lose something, if even some chumra karka, it's not fully implanted, says Ekidu Migidulay. There was before a case also, someone who takes a fish out of water. Abishumar Shilidu Minayam. What's the chayef? What's the chayef? What's the chayef? What's the shomer? Don't sula chayef. What's the chidush? You took a fish out of water and it dies on land. There's the shomer. The chidush of the fish is the shomer. So the Rambam Afanot quotes the Yerushalmi. It says, this is not a question to the shomer, it's a question of Ekedor Megidulei, Chiyuv Kaitzer. So the Chiyuv is Ekedor Megidulei, and that we have in Chuba as well. And that we have with regard to Abis Nebatzer as well. Alright, this is with regard to one halach. So it says that the exception, that you may have a group of halachas which is dependent on Chuba Kaki Kagadomi or not. You have one halacha which is not dependent, because even if chumra karka is lafki karka, when Shabbos you chayiv because Ekedor Megidulei. That is the opposite extreme. This is a case in which certainly it is regardless tolush, it's regardless to baal chayiv. Of course, the Mark Subis in accordance with this. So the Chananel does not accept Taisus, and he assumes it's the same Sugir. But Taisus, many other Lushayim, I'm going to look at this way. And what the Chiluk is, according to the Taisus, I'm going to look at this way. It says, go to Avodim, because the Eisad Rabbanans. That's who he has other standards. So it could be, you also deal with the Rabbanan, if you deal with the Rabbanan, same kind of Chilat Eisad Rabbanan, you could have over here too. But other Shanim, Bechal, different with that Avodim, and Bechal Akir as well, but we see a different principle. What can we say alternatively? Why is the Batzer is not the conquer, and if we can't collect from them? What do we have to investigate in order to be able to find this out? What to find out why what? Why there is. Why is there any distinction between Karka and Metaltlin? If we know what's the difference, maybe we'll be able to understand what is defined as what. We've got this, we have Machlokes Amongst the Rishonim. The Rambam And if you don't have a comment, also elsewhere. Same up, it makes no difference. Any Nechassim, which the labor had, and he sold off, or he was Meirish, these we should be Midraisa. The whole distinction is Midrabanon. But Midraisa makes no difference. And whether you deal with the Midraisa and Drabanon, might make a difference as to what the criterion is, or it doesn't have to make a difference, but it could. If you deal with the Dreiser, then conceivably you could include this in the same family, Zenoe, Shomrim, Kefil, Shvur, the works. You don't have to, because you could ask yourself, why is it not mentioned in the Mishnah? But then it's easier. The moment you assume that it's a Drabanan, however, then perhaps you can think in totally different terms. What's relevant? We're taking the Drabanan. Why is it you can't collect from Metalton and you can collect from Karka?
Say the Dwakuchos. Say the Dwakuchos.
That's a derivative factor. That means we will start with Valpe.
Ah, because you always hide it, also.
What is the term? Another term which is used alternatively for Karkois, certain other areas of Allah, the Chosim, Yishrem, Achais. What is Chos Yishrem Achais? So many contexts is on with the Karkois. Conceptually, it could mean something else entirely. It's the Chosim, upon which the bank, or whoever is the Malviv relies when they make you Havor. The Chosim, which provides security, that's the Achais. in a way that other things don't. If the Levi has a hoard of gold, those pick up, go to India. Go find them. He has real estate. The real estate is here to provide security. And that can be a fact. But the question beyond that is another question. So what? So maybe it does provide security, it doesn't provide security. Should that be the critical factor? So here's a sad issue that I said the Rabbanim may come in. We say that the Rabbanim level makes a great deal of sense. Chumash should say you could be Gever, only from the Chosim upon which to begin with, were implicitly subjected to the Havar, to Shibudim, can't have another Chosim which were not under consideration. You might make such a decision with the Rabbanim as well. Seems to according to Rambam, that the Karkoris is an exodus of Kosuv, but Havar, Shibudi Machal, that which they initially originally were Meshavet, I presume it is part of the Karkoris Shibudi Master. And that being the case, we conceive of a gap opening up between Chosu Yeshu Machayis and Karkois, in open two directions. Very big a team to serve the Chosim Yeshem Achayis, but not Karkar, and Chosim Yeshem Karkar, but in Lem Achayis. And where for certain purposes in Halacha, it's critical to Yeshem Achayis and Lem Achayis, for other purposes that doesn't interest us, we want to know about Yeshem, we want to know for what provided the Achayis security. Where would there be a case of the Chosim which should define as Karkoris, but which ain't ever Chayis? Yavar is a Rocha ki Karkar, Shvur, Adnoy, etc. But ain't ever Chayis, Yavar can flee, Yavar can be hidden, transported, etc. So the answer to why the Gemara raised the issue of Gevim and Avodim and didn't equate this with the Noah Shu, etc., the problem which Tesla Baba Kama raises, that's the answer, not the answer that the Baruch Tesla says. That's difficult to tell. Baba Kama Tesla asked the question, Set of sweet bays. I've become a duchy in Ashkin, the Kaki Domi, Lina Reno, Shur, Pemiri, Dorkel, Ariel, and Midi Drabana. And then you have to sit painting into a corner, but I don't mention the Suiza Drabana. Here the Rashbam, Rav's Pasch of Kuf Kofches, as well as the Baal HaMoel. They speak with a different voice. Well, there are two deals the question gave him in Avadim. Rashbam explains, Rachman Gavin, and he did the Karkois, Kirich Siv, Zachar Haltem, Halim Litroma to him at Torak on Knotan, Bekesser, Vishtar, Chazaka, Shrodi Shavalen, Vishenkan and Noab, Linia Balchov, Kimitadri Domi, Dein Balchov Sumech El Karkol, Shein Cholin Leaveid, Rosus Mikoman, Avadim Losam Chadaita, Hilkachim Shtabdu. That's very, very clear. So Avadim is one case, it's Karka, Ushu Karkois, but Ein Lemachais. Sustichus Das. What's another case? And what's another case? What are we talking about now?
Perhaps
on the Sibatsa. They need a karka. Shabbos is certainly karka. They got the Shua and the Etzetu, Machasamein, Chachamim. But they're not. Yeshiva Chayes, no matter what we say, in the middle of the night, someone can come, prune all the grapes, or the Novena Sibatsa, so they take them home with them. So what kind of security they provide? Same manner as Avodim do not provide security, life was done by Mzibatsa. One could argue conceivably that maybe the degree to which there is security, not security, differs. Avodim are different. You're not saying that you must absolutely have performing to Avodim and Mzibatsa. But the same criteria, of course, should apply. The flip side of that, of course, could be, as after it could be, if you have the reverse, namely, case in which what? Would be the reverse? Because Yishma Chayis were not Karkois. This is very, very relevant to our mitzvahs. The semi derais is because the Rambam is not understanding what happens. The Rabbanon Shas is full that you're not giving metaltalin. We need a day from the labor you can be gave. You can't be gave from the Yoshua and the Kuchas metaltalin. So the Kiyas bin Valchero Mishtab. Today we are giving from metaltalin. We're giving metaltalin. We decided to wipe out the Rabbanon. So here's the two shot of the Rishen. Some shame assume historically they even know the date when it's Takonas Agoinim to reverse Takonas Chazal. And the reason which they gave was a socio-economic reason, namely at one time you had Jews who lived in a great economy, so if you got to Karkoris, you were in good shape. Now they moved to a more commercial economy, trade, commerce, etc., manufacturing, whatever it is. Kevlap and Karkois. Shatidas when they're leaving, so you have to make a takona, reverse the takona's chazal. That's one shot. That's essentially what the Rambam quotes, and the Itu also follows this route. Gives a date when such a Korah was made and by whom it was made. Other Rishonim, it's discussed with Rabbi Natan Sefer Yosha and others, look to Gemara and Ksubis for the answer, and precisely by reversing what we saw before. According to the Gaonim, which Rambam quotes, so the status, we don't regard the Metzias, as well as the definition of Kako and Falcon has not been changed. The status which is according to Rapidin, because of this, issue, that's been changed. The Man Ksubis of Sabach Zayin, address itself to reverse condition. Oshua Nachmanya, Rabbi Yechon, Gemalim Shirao, we are Ishigova Parnamem. She gave a Parnasa, Ksuba, Tzai Ksuba, which is normally collectible only from Karkois. But here says Rashi, Lazer Shemati Ketubam, Parna Lazer Shemati Ketubam Elisei Tumim, Bolo Amrina Metalta Yadon Ishtabdi Lebal Chay. We don't say that. Why not? But continues. It's Gemara Ben Arviya. Amar papi, hani teitu the bimixi, some other tata of value. Ishago vame, my time, asmichino alayu. I don't see why I skipped this anymore. Then there goes another case. Rabbi Papa Nisaki de Rudir be Ashur de Kimchun Yishio Parlamen. I'm a Rabbi Reshav Bamine and Arnaki de Mechuzer Yishago Ba Parlamen. My time is Mechino Alaki. When Chazoy de Shakdu Benafki Chimashki Ar Zavni Bo Amin Chatei Arhi. Initially I thought that security was felt to be for these Arnaki de Mechuzer. And I saw that any woman gets a chance to buy a piece of land, a big piece of real estate, she dumps the Arniki de Mechuzah and goes to buy the real estate. So I see it's because that's where people fight for their security. It's not like Arniki de Mechuzah on the land. But the principle which you have to come over here is that the purpose of Kakoyas and Metaltalin, Bachar to be graver, that depends upon not karka mitatlin, but certain economies, they pay other things. This right there says, mikap moskin mitatlin didan shtab de liktuba, dav gimalim da'avuye v'ashir kimchugi das mechtev alayu. Very little of an time, but this is 2 days to get to this. So that's the flip side of Rabbi Menstein Boss. This is what Shach talks about. He points this out. The whole Malach that I mentioned just now. Where we run into some difficulty is with regard to the terminology and its scope. I mentioned before, Tesis of Kam is a problem in as much as the Sugya talks about Gevi Avodim. And they say, what do you do with other, with our mission, etc.? And the answer which Tesis gives is the Rabbanan Deraisa. The answer which the Rashbam gives is the Balamoyer, not the Rabbanan Deraisa. Yesh Machayas, not Yesh Machayas. So presumably, whoever uses the term Yesh Machayas, we're not concerned with Kaka Metaltim per se. We're concerned with Yesh Machayas gives security. Mishnah Kedushin, quoted by the Gemara Baba Kama, is piece of Kinyan Agav. Kinyan Agav, in the Chosid Sheish of Machayis, which normally, so there you can be Kinyan with Agav, but the two halachas of the Mishnah mentioned. One is the halach of Agav, you can be Kinyan Kalki, and Agav the Kalki, you can be Metaltlin, that's Kinyan Agav. Another lach below Gidl Shvur, the Chosim She, Yeshe Machayis, normally it's no Shvur for them, the Chosim She, Ele Machayis, and the Tatlim Zekis, but Yeshe Machayis, pulls them all off the lach of Gidl. They all of Gidl, but we've already looked at. The Mishnah is in the Chovav in Kedushin. עושים שיש בחיים נקנים את משטר בחזקה שבכל ידי נקנים נעלה במשיכה עושים שאין להם בחיות נקנים אם יכול יש להם בחיות דעת כי נעג את משטר בחזקה וספקים יכול יש להם בחיות זה שיבה להן את גלגל שבוע If we accept the distinction between the two terms Kalkas and Kalkas but יכול יש בחיות the conclusion should be that Agav should also depend upon this. If you have metaltalin, if you have metaltalin which provide security, you buy them also don't provide security. You bought the Queen Mary. To go with the Queen Mary, you bought some metaltalin. So that presumably should work. You're not going to. The shvur, the reverse should be true. If you had a shvur or some metaltalin, it drags it all in the carcass. These we don't find. So if you swear it's very stable what the Shach says, but terms with the implications of terminology is a bit of a problem. Now, we've done so far with regard to Hanav Yerushli Batzer is to deal with the areas which are listed in the Mishnah. Besides these, to deal with Shabbos and Shabbos and Baal Chayv. Baal Chayv, most Hashem assumes, as I said now, that you cannot be given from these chasim. Tasting Shabbos of Nenalev, the Ramban and the Melchames, Bar Vitzir of Tesvav, quite a few Hashem. We got the Kinyonim, how you carry on a Rav Yerushli Batzer. As I dealt with the Mishnah over here, if you take Chasid Shem Achayis to refer to our distinction over here, then you have a Mishnah Kedushim, which is how you carry on. But the Sugis here which deal with this doesn't come up. The Rambam does deal with it. Kavikas Mechire. When you can have a case of Shtab Chazaka, if you don't see the cargo, then you don't have a sale, basically, we talk to the Kinyan, yes, there are not. What the Rambam does over here, of course, it's not going to help us out much. We could have taken up the case of Kinyanim and said, Kinyanim depends, yes, there are Chazian and Machais. As opposed to what we have in our sugya, in our Mishnah, in our school, etc., that depends, of course, what's karka, what's not karka, and what's not karka. That's what Rambam does. Rambam combines the halach of kinyonim with the Noreb. In fact, what he seems to see over here is that Rambam is the batzel, Rambam did kim tartalin down the line. But is it down the line? He does have his Gibbetaldin period. He seems to French it certain areas. I'm talking about Kinyan, Vishnu, or not. Ayukainu, and I know it. This breaks down the distinction between Yeshua Machais and those who are in the Siasakosu. That the distinction rests on the assumptions of family because in the Yeshua Machayus, Agav, Gilgal, Mahaloleva, Shibudim, and a family which is Yosef Kosov, which includes a Noshua, etc. Here the Rambam seems to say no, that Kinyan, Mahayukaina, and Enoah, that's one thing, and the rest apparently, are not Kitalam of Kikako. What Rambam thinks here, perhaps needs to be examined by looking at the Pesachim over here for Kastei Benitim. Maybe another variable which needs to be introduced, which we haven't touched upon yet. I should have dealt with the question. Used the variable with regard to the Yerushli Batzer. What does it mean, Yerushli Batzer? They derive nutrition from the karka or not? We've got a situation in which something is planted, it's sufficiently ripe to be cut. and consumed. But they will not rot if it continues to stay there. The organic link is not gone, and it's several layers over here. One is, will it rot if it continues to stay? The other one, is it totally disconnected organically from the conquer? It might be a case in which it's connected, could have a case in which you say that it's disconnected, might not rot. What is the criteria? Slanum Satana Ganavim Lutti Batsail Twai Vesha Verdi Katsail Vadava Miksatan Kafa Miksatan Ais and Shpalik Shametatli Vushanatsik in the Kaka Shkolo Vedi Batsail Hareoki Batsul and Yakfira Vodaya Avitsik in the Kaka and Kaka the Chosabar which really is Salam produced a variable Tsimakai and Tsimakaka. Tsimakaka presumably means that it needs some further nutrition. The question comes up, how do we see Rav Chaim Ben Chachomim? Tzrich Mekarka Ben Tzrich Mekarka. If the Machleg is about Tzrich Mekarka, Ben Tzrich Mekarka, everybody is made it. Made it is Metatlin. So then, the Rambam who says, Ben Tzrich Mekarka, Vitaltalin is not related to the Machlekes. But everyone agrees. If any sick in the Kalka, that's Vitaltalin. If you see the Machlekes is a sick in the Kalka, if the Machlekes is a sick in the Kalka, then Ramas Paskin, any sick in the Kalka is Vitaltalin. Again, without the Machlekes in the Chachamim, a bit is the Yishtu in the Karka, and if it's about Kibbutzel Domi, it's the Ramas Pasuk Alei Gamer. If we said Machlekes is Ayin Sich in the Karka, then the Ramas Pasuk Alei Chachamim. But I would assume here, I'm going to go to the Mechaber Pasuk Rabbi Meir, הורב לראי פסק חכמים אולי מפני מה שמצאו בכתובו סוף סוף לא מבינים קצת גזל דומי ודגעת בעל חייב הורב זו הדריף רואה כל זה הוא אומר שאין למדין שבועה לשאר דברים שרבדים שיתומים גובלים נידון כמיתרת ולעניין שבועה אין שבעה Now he had some different areas, and he says he can't be bringing a ray from Baal Chayiv. Baal Chayiv is different. But unlike what he discussed before, the criteria of Neshe Nachayiv Machayis, as opposed to Kaka Metaltalin, now he singles out Shavur as being different. As evidence said by Avodin. So what might be the difference, either the two families that we saw before, or the Ramam, the Rav Noah, somehow goes together with Kinyonim, Pekavik's Mechira, or the Shavua is different, Lamir says, wants to limit the case of Kibatsu, Linyan Kfirava Hodaya, Hayu Kibatsu, but otherwise not. But that's clear where it will not be, where it is. Anyway, we have a distinction here with Rambam, between Tzrich Mekarka and Tzrich Mekarka. The question is that very simply, like whom he passes. Passes Rameh, passes Chachomim, the Rebbe says passes Rameh, the Shach thinks this is inconceivable, he certainly passes on Chachomim, but this depends on whom you believe the Zochlegis is. Well, it's a very insignificant character. That can come up. We've got Shabbos as well. Depending on what the difference between Tzichol Kaka and Tzichol Kaka is. In Tzichol Kaka could mean you can manage without the Kaka, no need for further nutrition. Could mean that there's total severance. Physically they're connected, but totally severed. We got the Shabbos, we're praying about Chalek Simus Hashem. We're Shabbos, Taf Kuf Nun, the Beis. Whereas how could it be they brought Peres and Mechubar on Shabbos? This is the words of Mashkar B'Tivin Nisariya. Where's Tivin Nisariya? Rashi explains. אם חובה משכח לו מרבי דלה בשם תלישה נוקת לו דאף על גב שמחובה לארץ אין בו איסור תלישה כיוון שיבש אינו ינג מן הארץ כנמור בחור פרק הרב הרייטב דמר תאנים שצמחו ביביהן things which dried up in their roots within the flood תמין תומת אוכלים ותולי שלהם בשבת מעל בשבת חייב חטאת סיבור סתיו כצמקו וקונטרקטר ויבשו את הדבר קומפליטלי לא תולי שזה מדבר אם יצמחו בלארץ אבל זה לא גרוע סאסנס לקרקע that Shabbos your potter. And we should check him and see Yavei shino yinik min ha'aretz. Rambam Pekhes Chishabes תאנים שירשו ביביהן, וכן אילן שירשו פירותיו, התולש במשבת חייו, ושאין קעקורין לעניין תומה. שם בפורש את הסתום של תנתום מסויכלין, ושתי הקורין, זה תולוש בן שבס וחייב. תאצס אז יום שביביהן יפרדו. We've got the Shabbos proper, also Machlekes as to how you define if Yosh should be Bein or not, still Mechubel, or perhaps the name that defines Mechubel, Moshe Tess says it's also, it's moved completely to B'Tei Lashna. So we have the case of Shavuot, which is here. On the face of it, we would assume the Shavua is the same as the root of the other elements, the Raisa, including Anor. The Raisa seems to have got Shavua based on Tevanit and the tightness of having a different halacha. The Rambam seems to distinguish with Anor, which lumps together with Kenya and apparently other things are not. They have Shabbos, we have Baal Chayv. Now finally, there's one other area. One of the Rambam which is relevant to this, but which he draws upon the Rimigash in our sugya. Gemara Mechischives. המסר לחברו דבר מחובר לקרקע לשמו, אפילו הימים עמדות להיבצר, הרי הם כקרקע בדין השומרים. The Adam takes pains to say the distinction areas, but Dina Shomrim, that's the way it is. Otherwise, apparently not. So if I don't mention the Batzer, I'm nonetheless the conquer, even though with regard to Kinyonim and Ainora, he had said, the Pagal was Mechira, that they were going to be Tartalin, and with regard to Tev Yonitin, there, depending whether it's Tzimikar Yitzir in the Karka, they said the Kfir by Doer, they're not the Karka. The reason for the Ramat Pesach here is to be found in the Migash Al-Atar and in the Ramat Pesach Mishnayis. It follows the Migash. Rabbanan Savri, Lav Kitsu was Dani, Rabbi Kikaku Pato. Usually, Rabbanan Kamil Jerry Rabbi Kirabi. Stavkin and Shomei would then bring over the rest of us up to us Dami and the Rabbanan did a Shmira Kishim Kubran Kaku, Masrin and Yale, Havilu Kikaka, the Lav Mitlashin Masrin and Yale. Mine is over the Havi Anovim Shem Kubran Kaku, Mitlashin and Nafshe. כאילו לשינו, זבדינו נעלה כבר הגיעו לבצר, אבל תמצאו, מדיין ובדין מתארתי בכל מידי, ולנוע שוח יצא בעד. לקיים בגורם לבצר, כבצר דומי, כלום מדיקות לגוד ודומי. והיא בעדיין צריכה לנה לקרקע, אבל הגיעו לבצר כקרקע דומי, וכול ארנד. צריך לקרקע דרי בגלל סנסוד על הקרקע, זה סליים עוד הרמב״ם, ולא צריך לקרקע, that Ram seems to say in the Chesmechire Dele Metatle. The Migash is Mechalek with regard to Shomrim Yivayel Sich Lekak. What is the distinction here? The Rebbeinu focuses on one point. I think it's to be understood a little differently, but I'm not certain. The guy says in case which is Mechubel, but your relation of the transaction to which you've entered is one which envisions the remaining Mechubel. So then, views Basakim Khubar, even though the time that you receive them, the Navimitli Batsa, not Navimitli Batsa, you're still given the original status. If, however, you deal with a transaction which envisions the change from Khubar to Talush, so then if, depending on Sikhlakar and Sikhlakarka, Sikhlakarka, lay you the Batsuki Kardomi, if anything's going to conquer, then you say Katolish Dami. The Migash talks about the nature of the transaction, what had been anticipated. I think what's entailed over here is as follows. I know we can regard it in two respects. Copernicus in general, they regard it as part of a tree, part of a vine, part of a conquer. They regard it as an independent entity. Mechamemkil, or Anora, which led to Mechamemkil, there you're dealing with the Anovim a separate entity. You bought, you didn't buy the sod, you didn't buy the tree, you didn't buy the vine, bought the anovim. The anovim per se, if any sick in a karka, I can metal them down you. Shemer, soon shmir for the sod. And the sod was the inclusive anovim, which Emily bought sir. But that's nothing to do with his shmira. And his shmira envisions karka, which includes anovim, and his libatza. We don't care what the libatza right now, because we envision, we view the anovim as part of the karka. That's special about shmira. This was the Rambam has in Pirush Shnayi Sira, follows the Migash. It's an interesting area because normally the Rambam doesn't detail, provide such detail, distinction of different areas. And here he singles out Kfirah Baidoya is one thing, Ainoya Mekkis is another thing, and Ainoya Skin is another thing, and Shomrim something else. Alright, so we have to take into account here part of what are the criteria which are relevant, part of what are the areas that we're dealing with, what defines them, and part of how to relate the variable Sikhlikaritsikhlikarka, and to what level do we establish that? What's defined Sikhlikaritsikhlikarka? It still needs sustenance, or it's still connected, doesn't need sustenance, could continue, what defines that? The Shach and Simon Sadikei is the whole story of the Sugi here. She maps out the Feshitis. You'll be useful to look at that. There is that reference. You've got this.
Yes.
That's for the whole senior. Alright, I'd hope to be able to deal with the next item, which is the last item. I guess we'll have to wait until the next time. This is the next time as follows. First we'll deal with Sugir. Mishkavinyan at several levels. Number one, what's the makir of Dalach Bidei Mishkavinyan? One issue. Shekhar Mechilta, Tesim of Kamer, Sama Gimel of Dalach at the bottom, Doshin Mesuyim. There's one question what the makir is. Secondly, what is the scope of it? Since we have dealing with our Mishnah, you have Shammai and all these other halachas. If there's no meaning of Mishnah Minyan, all the halachas Shammai don't apply. Or no, those do apply, but solely made a mitzvah halacha. And here we have to deal with three kinds of phenomena. First, you have an our Mishnah, Pachas Mishnah Kesef, and the Mishnah Minyan, and Ran and Rabban to some extent over Rabban particularly talks about this Ran. But they deal with this question whether the Din Shom apply or not. We had this issue with Rabban, of course, we got the cotton of cotton as well. The definition of the Mishkan Minyan is somewhat dealt with the shame here, but there's too much to add, too much to analyze in this. But we'll look at that too. Then we start a new mission. The mission of the Baba is called Al Mashkin. Now this has two layers. What is the Mishnah that follows the derives therefrom roughly until of a Shmuel. Here we have to do with the Ramban and the Ran, the long Ran here, and the Rimigash. We give ourselves to the areas of Mitoch, which we haven't full extent of this. But part of the question of Mitoch is in the Priya Kamaisa. The Kamaisa is Gemara by Mitzir of Gimra Medalev, or the Dalev Medalev. The case which the one who was first Bechai Shua, which had a Medio Mixes, but for some reason, half the time of the Malva has been accepted. The classic case of the Gemara is where the waiver is a kefrakel, the malva is to aid him for half the sum. That's a priest halacha di yichayv. Is this dafke such a case? Or any other case, any other situation in which, as I said, part of the title of the malva is accepted, they also live as chayv to swear for the rest. That's done with that long run of the Ramban. Then the Rabban and Rashi and the Mishnah, when we got to Chayv, which is the Mashkin, what happens? It's temporarily frozen, is it pounded? What do you do? Read the Rabban that very, very carefully. And then the question of Mitoich. The Migash raises over here, other Rishonim talk about it too, the Ramban and the Ran. The Rambam says basically Gemara Bava Kamer, the end of the sixth parak, and Rishonim Bava Kamer should say the end of the sixth parak. The Rambam Zichu Shiel Bekodin Rekhiyah. That's the more basic issues. In addition, there was another question over here. We got Shushin of a Shusa. Don't be confused by this. Shushin of a Shusa, I think, already previously, is one of the Shuas which you have, one of three Shuas for Shemel, when he's not returning the object. When he wants to return the object, well, he doesn't want to pay for the object. But if he wants to pay, that's a separate shushin of a shusay. Maybe he likes the object, that's who wants to retain it. The sugi here, and the sugi b'metzir from the David base, the Dalal base, is with that shvur, but not confused with the other shushin of a shusay, classic shvur. The style of a shvur, I'm a shvur, I might not. The Isfia Alpha Zuzi, that brings the Sugya Mashkin, to make it a little simpler, that can be broken down as well. I'm not sure we get that next time. Telemi Kitanoi, but no, the Gemara itself, you need Telemi Kitanoi to learn Tasty Doctor as well. Yeah, but that part can be broken down, and then the Tesis, with Asmachta, from where the Asmachta works over here or not. This is the first part of the Tesis, until they show me the Asmachta Pligi. First third of the Tesis, roughly. Alright, then, 2 weeks we'll move to high gear with regard to Mashkin in general, you know some case there.